Captainess Machine for Captain Crapbeard. That was for you, Captain.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He's in his little booth.
He is in his box.
The other side of the building on a different floor, because that's the way that this brilliant building has been designed.
Mm. Yeah.
How long does it take you to get from your studio to our studio?
An entire ad break.
There you go. What are you eating?
Nothing.
Liar.
No, I promise you I'm not.
Okay. How's your blister on your foot?
Oh, it's in a bad way.
Oh, have you seen it yet?
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a photo today.
You are not.
Oh, do you know what?
If you do that, I'm going to punch you in the arm.
There we are.
I think it's worth it.
I think it's one of the worst blisters I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And obviously, you're a man, so you've not been to see a doctor or anything. You're just putting a plaster on it, right?
Oh, I've done nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
I told you to wear Crocs, then you can air it out a bit.
Yeah. I haven't done that.
Right. Okay. Oh, honestly, Chris, it's horrible.
Has your flatmate seen it?
Yeah, I showed him a photo yesterday, actually.
And?
Oh, not... Well, impressed, but not impressed.
Mm. See, it's disgusting.
I don't terrific.
Hey, I want to play this cold cut track that we were just singing.
Oh, yes.
Because you know how I often play stuff to Captain and go, does that sound dated to you? And he goes, yes. Yes, it does, yes. Because he's like a couple of years younger than us.
Years to come.
I'm like 28, he's like 26.
That's it.
Can I play this track by Cold Cut featuring Yaz called Doctor in the House?
Please do.
I want you to be honest with me and tell me if you think it sounds dated. Okay?
Okay.
Big hit back in the day.
This is nice.
We've got a hot one for you. You take care of it.
Now, you laugh there.
Now. The intro, lovely.
Right.
Bit of synthy, lovely vocals, very sweet.
Uh-huh.
Then what happens there?
Well...
We've got a hot one for you.
It was... It samples all the way through. They've got samples. So it's a beat, probably a drum machine,
mm-hmm.
and then they've got a load of samples that they put in. I'll keep it playing a little bit.
We've got a hot one for you. Can you take care of it?
Does it sound any better?
What's that?
Well, that's just your bass line,
isn't
it?
Heavily used.
Yeah, and then it goes... This is groundbreaking back in the day. Yeah.
Does anyone remember the episode of Friends where Ross gets
no,
his keyboard?
No,
it
no.
Is basically,
it is that.
No, that's very cruel.
It was a new synthesizer.
Let me out.
It's got like a clock.
Yeah.
This is massive. It's a massive song. That's fine. There's nothing rude in there.
Helicopter sound effect coming up.
And then it,
tune.
It uses loads of different samples, Captain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. including towards the end. A sample from what I believe was a kid's cartoon series called Plastic Man.
Oh, right.
And they have a bit of the... bit of audio from Plastic Man, which they use. And they just put it in randomly right at the end of the track.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll see, the Plastic Men are coming. They're coming.
Plastic Man.
Is this the end?
Plastic Man.
See, what's not to love there, Captain?
Oi!
That was music.
Am I still in bed? Am I still asleep?
That was music.
I know. I bought that. And I loved it.
Ah, letters. We get letters. And the letters all have ah.
Plastic Man.
Here's a lovely letter from, it's a listener who texts, he's usually the first person to text into our show pretty much every morning. It's Tim from Nottingham.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we always see his texts. Tim says, hope you're doing well. My name is Tim. I'm that annoying guy who messages in every day, bang on 6:30. It's not annoying at all. Now, I should have read this out yesterday, but because yesterday Tim was celebrating his 40th birthday.
Man.
He'll love this.
Plastic Man.
Now, Tim says he's not looking forward to the 40 thing. And his mental health state wasn't in a great place before, and this kind of just makes things worse.
Oh, jeepers.
You'll be fine. Honestly, Tim. Tim says, just want to let you know, genuinely, you all help me daily so, so much. It must be things like Plastic Man playing on the radio.
Yeah, that
would help, yeah.
When's he turning 40?
So yesterday was his 40th birthday.
Just wake up in the morning and go, Plastic Man.
Yeah.
Plastic Man. Do you think I'm helping?
I hope so. Tim says, I'm fortunate enough to be able to have headphones in at work, so I get to hear the entire show every day. Oh. And those 3.5 hours of
working
having something
hard.
That I incredibly enjoy, I can focus on, help drown out any negativity that's going on. I've listened to the show since day one. I'll be here till the end. Sorry for writing so much. Hope this gets read out. It has got read out. Tim, happy birthday for yesterday, and thank you very much for listening, and thank you very, very much for being the first person that usually texts into the show at 6:30 on the dot.
Tim, there's nobody's all right about getting older.
No.
Right? And if they say they're not bothered by getting older, they're lying.
Yeah.
Right? No one really likes getting older.
No.
There are benefits to it, by the way, like hating younger people.
That's it. You can be rude
as well. That's something that you're... And honestly, as the days, weeks, months, years fly by, you will get better and better and better at hating younger people.
Mm.
Everything about them. The way they dress, the way they speak, the way they walk, the way they text. Honestly,
yeah.
You will be infuriated by this.
Yeah. Tim has just texted in as well. I'll try the Plastic Man thing, Chris. Not sure how it worked, but I'll give it a go.
Plastic Man!
Yeah, and it's fine. And by the way, the alternative to being 40 is not being here.
Yeah.
And this way outweighs...
Exactly.
...not being here. So, well done.
Yeah.
You made it. You made it to 40.
Yeah,
well done.
Good lad.
And you just wait. Will you wait to see what happens when you get to 44? I don't want to give away spoilers.
Whoa.
So you're going to hang on into that, my friend.
52 gets pretty crazy, let me tell you.
Does it?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Is that when you finally
get
relaxed about spending money?
Yeah. No, it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Here's another one very quickly. Friday was a bombshell. We went from the sheer joy of hearing Dom embracing his new hobby of Airfix models to the utter sadness of hearing Pip is leaving.
What?
Pip's leaving the show.
Oh,
yeah,
Pippa?
Yeah.
She's leaving the show?
Yeah, she's leaving the show.
Stop.
I thought you knew. I'm so sorry to break like this. Don't fear, though, Dom. We're on a mission to turn that Pippa departure frown upside down. We've sent
Pippa departure frown?
Yeah, Pippa departure frown upside down. We've sent you a load of Airfix models.
Thanks. I think that used to be one of Mark Redcliffe or Lard's catchphrases.
What's that?
Pippa departure frown.
So Hobbycraft have basically got in touch and sent me a load of Airfix stuff.
Stop.
Hey, Dom, we heard you taking up Airfix model building. Welcome to the wonderfully frustrating glue-covered world of tiny plastic parts.
Oh, my God.
We loved hearing this new hobby has provided you with a chance to find your own mindful moment. It's true. To help fuel your new obsession, we've sent you a few more kits to build, ruin, rebuild, and eventually display.
You lucky devil.
That's lovely, isn't it? Enjoy the builds, no pressure, but we expect flawless results. Happy model building from Team Hobbycraft.
What you got?
That's nice, isn't it? So,
you've been sent some models. Yeah.
Now, where do you stand on the Tony Blackburn Buccaneer... Oh, it's not the Tony Blackburn, just the Blackburn. Buccaneer S.2B Gulf War plane.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite big, doesn't
it? Yeah.
That's a big one. Or what about the Harrier, no glue, no paint, just build, quick build?
Oh, yeah, I would go for a quick build next.
And check.
Otherwise, you'll never do the rest.
McLaren Speedtail, no glue, no paint, just build. Age 6+.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, let's do that one.
And they've sent a shed load of paints and paintbrushes and glue.
But for that, you don't need paint or glue.
You don't need it for those quick builds. They just build themselves, really.
Thanks. Now, are you going to genuinely keep... So, Dom, if you didn't hear, Dom announced on Friday he's been making Airfix models.
Yeah, which I haven't done since I was about 10 or 11.
Wait, are you doing this in your dining room table?
Yeah, doing the kitchen. On the table kitchen. In the kitchen, yeah.
So, say that again.
I'm making them on the kitchen... on the kitchen table.
By the way, so you mentioned this on Friday and you got sent loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Great. Can I get sent in a load of vapes, please? That'd be
fine. Oh, yes, that's true. Yes.
Because I don't smoke anymore.
You're on the vapes now.
Oh, by the way, if IVG, if anyone's listening from the company IVG, seriously, everything you sell is pretty much sold out. Can you get a grip and restock, please? Thanks.
IVG, is that vape people?
Yeah. Oh, don't... It's one of the vapes I bought.
Right. Okay.
And I thought, I'll stick with this brand. Why not? I don't know any better.
Yeah.
And then I found out what IVG stands for. And I almost stopped giving them my business.
Yeah.
When I worked out that IVG stands for I Vape Great.
Oh, does it? No. Oh, dear.
Vape responsibly.
Absolutely.
Which is like this kind of thing that Donald Trump would say.
Yeah.
I vape great. I'm one of the greatest vapers.
Absolutely.
I really do. I vape great. But everything is sold out. Get a grip. Sold out.
So, Tim, happy belated birthday for yesterday. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
And Tim, just for you.
Thank you.
There you go.
If you'd like to send an email, like Tim did, dom@radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
Plastic Man!
If you're anything like me, you'll find yourself singing this at some point at work today.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. 10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner? Now on Global Player, the official Radio X app.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
With B&Q, bring style to your outdoors this spring.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
When hunger calls, grab a Walls.
Uh-oh, it's in your head now. A delicious Walls sausage roll. Perfectly seasoned sausage, golden flaky pastry. You'll be humming that tune until you get one. Only a Walls sausage roll can save you now.
When hunger calls, grab a Walls.
Oh, well, that's just delicious. Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday is your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Money Super 7. You've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer Intelligence, January 20. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account, 18 plus UK only, see site for T's and C's.
And they're coming down the final furlong now, and Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I wish I didn't have to drive home, it's losing ground, as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading, as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside, and Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get our most reliable full fibre ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online?
Yes, yes, and yes. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
You betcha. All for only $26.99 a month.
$29.99 from 31st of March 2026. 24 months. New customers. 50% UK availability. Terms apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
I'm Paul, and I'm the biggest voice on the biggest show. And we're all brilliant.
Radio X.
Just one second.
And the letters all have eyes.
Now, this is important. You may remember on Monday I said I'd read out a birthday for somebody on Thursday, and I was going to do it on Monday because I thought I'd forget on Thursday.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've remembered.
Yeah, you remembered after the feature, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I remembered after the feature. Hi, Chris and the team. Please can you give my boyfriend a birthday mention on Thursday, the 27th of March? That's today. Tim Salmon is your number one fan. Tim Salmon.
That doesn't sound real to me.
Oh, Tom Salmon.
That's a bit fishy.
It's Tom, not Tim. That was your problem, wasn't it? It's Tom. Tom is your number one fan. He will never miss a show. You will have him in fits of laughter. It would make his birthday if you and the team could give him a birthday mention, please. Many thanks from Bo, I imagine is his other half. His dream would be to have a pint with the team one day.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, I've been speaking to James off air about this.
You haven't?
James would love to meet up, Tom, and have a drink.
Meet up, Tom?
Meet up with Tom to have a drink at a pub of your choosing.
There you go.
Well done, James.
Have you arranged that, Tom?
Well, no, we had a chat off air, didn't we? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, so Tom, I'll get James or you. I mean, just liaise the pair of you via text, really? I imagine. I've got Tom's details, James. You can.
He's got your email.
Well, that's true. P.S. Enjoy the Freddos. Been sent a load of Freddos.
Right.
Tom is from Essex and supports Southend FC.
Oh.
You've got so much in common. You support Carlisle United.
It's such a good football chat.
Certainly worth the wait, wasn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I just thought I had to do it because I said I would and I forgot on Monday. Happy birthday, Tom. And James looks forward to a drink with you. Very much.
Old fishy salmon.
That's it. Fishy salmon, man. Where are you going to go? Local to you?
Are you arranging stuff for me?
Local to... Well, no, but you know, you should go, because Tom, it says his dream would be to have a drink with you.
With the team, he said.
Yeah, by that he means with you.
Are you dressed in means
you represent us when
exactly.
you meet.
Hang
on a second. I've seen the front of that.
What?
I've seen the front of that letter just then. No, don't hide it.
Which one? The front of what?
Yeah, who is it to?
To everyone. And,
no, it doesn't.
To James and the team.
No, it doesn't.
Does it say, dear Dom?
It says, to Chris and Dom.
Right.
It doesn't.
He'd love to go for a drink with the team.
It doesn't.
You represent the team when we don't want to meet listeners, so you will be the Chris Moss.
Yes, it does.
It says, to Chris and the team.
Yes.
So there you go. So there you are. James, off you go. No problem.
Yeah,
you can go and meet them. Lovely.
Have a pint. Pint with a fish man.
Plastic Man! I can't stop singing it, Dom.
Plastic Man!
This is going to be my
Although
head
I've got something funny to play, yeah. Now, I don't know when this was recorded, the theme tune to Plastic Man from the Sounds and Stories of the Justice League of America, that included, of course, Flash, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Metamorpho, and Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
However, modern technology gets better and better as time goes by. So if you can now record an album in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You could make a track on a laptop whilst on a train.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You don't need studios anymore. I've just listened to the beginning of this again. So it goes, Plastic Man, like that. So, which means the singer starts singing first and then the track comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they recorded this, there'd have been no click track. A click track would go, Plastic Man, and then it times you in.
Yeah.
Clearly, they didn't have that. Because if you listen to the very beginning, Plastic Man, the music actually comes in
absolutely
too early.
Yeah, they're completely out.
Plastic Man!
That's awful.
Now, this is the released version.
Right.
How many takes did they do where they failed? They just went, oh, do you know what? That'll do.
That'll
just
do.
Leave it. Just put it out.
Plastic Man!
Then they get it.
Plastic Man!
Then he's on the beat. He's got it then.
Plastic Man!
And then it goes. Dun, 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 dun. You're welcome. Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, you wait till you hear the rest of the lyrics of Plastic Man. Oh, they're awful. Oh, they're really awful lyrics.
Right.
Maybe later. In the meantime, 10 to 8, this is The Enemy.
Give me a good enough reason why I should not cut you down. You've been taking too much ever since you started hanging around this crowd. And I've had enough, had enough. Yes, you let me down now, now, now. I'm giving up, giving up. Guess I'll see you around, see you around.
Midtown. Had enough, see you round. Had enough, let me down. Had enough, I see you around. Hey, hey, what's the matter with your face?
This tune. It's The Enemy and Had Enough for Radio X. James says, I've got some text for you about your call to read out. But I'm going to let you read out the top one there. It's in the on-air pile. So, James, give that a little read.
My dad.
No.
No, the top one.
Oh.
What's up?
What does it say?
Who's it from?
Tom.
Tom?
Tom, whose birthday it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah? And what does the text say?
No, today.
When are we having a beer then, James?
There you are.
Yeah, when are we having that beer then, James?
Old Fishy Tom there is clearly keen to go for a few drinks with you. And, James, it's his dream to go for a drink with somebody from the Chris Miles show.
His other half says, it is his dream to have a pint with you, James. Dream!
Do you know, Captain?
Well,
that doesn't work. Talk about it's broken.
I think I'm busy.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed a date yet, so Tom.
Oh, I'm busy then.
Tom's desperate to meet you,
Captain.
Hello.
I need you for something really important, but I don't know when. Can I put you on standby so that you're always available for when I do need you?
Consider me on standby.
Thank you. Well, sorry, James.
I'm sorry. I was just Phoenix is loves a beer.
Well, yeah. Phoenix hasn't got the availability either.
So. Hello?
Would you like to meet Tom? Yeah.
Oh, No, I think I'm busy that day, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that'll be fine. Okay, my dad used to swear by a double whiskey with some warm lemonade, a teaspoon of honey, and two Beecham's cold and flu capsules opened up into it.
Wow.
Give it a good stir, then neck it, says Ian. This is for my cold.
Treat that advice with caution, probably.
Yeah, now, the two Beecham's cold and flu capsules sound like they're doing the trick.
I think so, more than the whiskey, or the double whiskey, rather,
That's like going, Chris, if you want to get rid of your cold, here's what you do, right? You get yourself a really lovely butter chicken curry, 2 pints of lager, and some Beecham's cold and flu capsules. Right, in that order.
Yeah.
Well, you can take the capsules first. Yeah.
Every time.
You need a decent curry, says Lisa and Scarborough, Lucozade Original, and ginger nut biscuits.
Oh, ginger's very good, apparently. There's a lot of good stuff in ginger. I don't like
ginger nut biscuits.
Oh, don't you? I love
them. They're boring.
Love them.
No, they're boring.
They're not. They're lovely.
Chris, try echinacea tablets and or vitamin D supplements. I swear by it, says Naomi.
Okay.
Well, that sounds more preventative.
Yeah, that's good. Echinacea is meant to be very good.
Chris, try taking antihistamines instead of cold tablets. The antihistamines have the same effect as when you get hay fever. They will dry out your nose, says Stu from Oxford.
Mm.
I think I like the sound of that.
If
but then
work.
I understand what you're saying.
Mm.
If
they don't work, you could try taking uncle histamines.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
Can you explain that to the listeners who didn't really work it out?
It's not antihistamines, antihistamines. It's uncle histamines.
I don't understand. Can you explain
that? So it's uncle and auntie, isn't it? It's just the... It's the relationship there.
That's not my auntie's name, though.
What's your auntie's name?
Karen.
Well, that doesn't work in this instance, then. Auntie Karen histamines. Auntie... It was just very funny. Either way, very funny.
Well done! You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
A goodbye.
There you are.
True or false, you were about to make the same joke just before.
True. I was.
Because it's a funny gag.
The time is 7:56. Dominic is going to read your news at 8 o'clock next. And then we've got Adam Scott and Deechan Lachman on the show from the TV show Severance. So if you watch it, we've got Mark and Miss Casey on. Phoenix, how excited were you to meet the Severance people?
Best day of my life.
There you go.
Speechless.
There you go. Did you go to the pop-up thing yesterday?
I did. It wasn't when anyone was there, but like I went and saw the massive balloon. It was really cool.
It was a balloon with Mark's face on it.
Yes, and it was huge.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep. Dom's not seen the TV show. It's going to be a fascinating interview with the stars of two of the stars from the TV show Severance, which we'll do about 8:30 this morning. So hang on.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Make sure you keep listening.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Oh. Well, that's just delicious. Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday's your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On The Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On The Beach.
Hey Sainsbury's, any ideas how I can impress this Mother's Day?
Give the gift all mums want, your time. You could cook up a roast, just how she likes it. Pick up a Buy Sainsbury's medium whole chicken today and get it half price with Nectar. Perfect for making a day of it.
Nice.
Oh, and don't forget to grab some flowers.
Oh, great idea. But if she asks, I thought of it.
Spoiling her this Mother's Day? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
18 plus, subject to availability. Nectar card required. Supermarkets only, excludes locals. Ends 1st of April.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get our most reliable full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online?
Yes, yes, and yes. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
You betcha. All for only $26.99 a month.
$29.99 from 31st of March 2026. 24 months. New customers. 50% UK availability. Terms apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor has denied she's choosing to penalise poor people in her spring statement. Rachel Reeves has told us she doesn't agree with the government analysis, which suggests 250,000 people will be forced into poverty because of benefit cuts. Steve Clay runs Cambridge City Food Bank and has told Radio X he's not convinced.
I'm sure anybody would welcome the idea of more people going back into the economy and being able to be employed, but the question is, are the support mechanisms there, and are people going to fall through the gaps?
In other news this morning, Sir Keir Starmer is in Paris for a summit to plan potential peacekeeping operations in Ukraine. The Prime Minister will accuse Vladimir Putin of making hollow promises at the meeting of allied nations in the French capital later. Two men aged 18 and 19 have been arrested after a fatal collision involving a car that was driving away from police in northwest London. A woman in her 60s was killed after the hit and run in Edgware. That was on Tuesday afternoon. Donald Trump has announced a 25% tax that will affect the UK car industry, which is going to start next week. All imported cars made outside of the US will now be more expensive. The American president says it will spur growth domestically, though. And it looks like Easter eggs are getting more expensive and smaller. The consumer group Which says some of them have gone up in price by as much as 50% since last year.
Sport.
Emma Raducanu has lost in the quarterfinals of the Miami Open tennis. She went out to fourth seed Jessica Pegula. The 22-year-old lost in three sets. Alessia Russo scored twice to help Arsenal reach the Women's Champions League semi-finals. They beat Real Madrid 3-0 in the second leg last night. They progressed 3-2 on aggregate. Manchester City have a 2-0 lead going into the second leg of their quarterfinal. That's against Chelsea later. And Rory McIlroy says his trip to Augusta this week has put him at ease ahead of next month's Masters. He took a trip to the course to get used to his surroundings again. He says it's an important preparation for him.
It's nice to play a practice round without people around, and it sort of takes the pressure off the start of the week for me. You know, there's a lot of obligations, there's big commitments, whether it be from media or the par 3 tournament on Wednesday. So I just like to get up there and feel like I'm not rushed.
That's it. I love Rory. He's my favourite individual sportsman, I think. Rory.
Have we established what football team he supports?
No.
James,
you thought
a search, please.
Yeah.
What football team does Rory McIlroy support? Thank you.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
You're brave talking over the paid-for sponsor credit there, James.
Yeah. Oh, no. They'll invoice you.
You're going to have to tell everyone about eBay now.
Yeah. eBay's great.
Excellent. Largely dry and sunny for much of the UK.
What does it do? What can eBay do?
You can do loads on eBay.
And get your MOT ready and find the right
deal.
Car parts at the right
price.
Just
put your registration in, tells you what you need.
There you go. Yep.
That's very good. You've saved that, James. That was very good. Rain becoming a bit heavy in the north later on this afternoon. Temperatures warm today, guys. 18 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Why did you say warm?
It's warm. I love it. 18 degrees.
It looks beautiful outside today, to be fair.
Yep. And next week's going to be just as nice, I think. The weather is coming. The good weather's coming. What's happened?
Oh, no.
What's happened?
Have you found anything about Rory McIlroy yet?
I think he's a United fan.
Leeds.
Oh, is he?
No.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
I mean, he should be a Leeds fan.
He should.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that is a shame. That does tarnish things a little bit.
I've just done a quick search during the jingle there. Morning, by the way, if you just switched on and listened into the show. Hi, Chris Moyles here, your friendly neighbourhood DJ. With a cold. I've got a bit of a cold. But don't worry, I'll barely mention it. And it's 6 minutes past eight.
That's it.
In the studio with me is Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, good morning.
The one and only Captain Crapbeard.
Hello, good morning.
And, of course, Phoenix.
Hello.
On Talkback.
Mm.
And
help!
Don't forget, Pippa's not here this week.
Oh, yeah. So that's a shame.
So I've just done a search. Oh, and James is it. So I've just done a search for Leeds United fans, famous Leeds United fans.
Yes.
The Yorkshire Post, which is the local paper in Yorkshire, pretty much every 18 months when they run out of stories to write, they just regurgitate certain things, such as famous Leeds United fans.
Right.
I stumbled across 47 famous Leeds United fans ranked by net worth.
Okay.
Right. Now,
who's 47th on that list?
Well, I will tell you.
Right.
Well, weirdly, it's number one on the list is an actor whose reported net worth is £1 million. and his name is Rooney Tempty. R-U-N-E-T-E-M-T-E.
Rooney Tempty?
Yeah.
I don't know him or her.
That's the number one fan.
Well, he's number one on this list. So I'm thinking if he's the richest, this is who's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess it's the bottom of the list going up. If that makes sense.
A Norwegian actor.
Right.
Oh.
Number two is Jack P. Shepherd. You will know him from being in Coronation Street and Celebrity Catchphrase at the weekend.
He plays David, is it?
Yeah. David Platt.
David Platt, yeah.
Number
he's
three
a nice
is
guy.
Is what?
He's a nice guy.
Who?
Jack P. Shepherd.
I think I've met him briefly, but we're all in a big WhatsApp group together.
Yeah.
Hey. Loads of Leeds United fans.
I've met Jack Q. Shepherd. He's not as nice. This guy's great.
Mike Bushell, the BBC Sports presenter, is third.
Lovely man.
He's a big Leeds United fan.
Yeah.
Jonathan Brownlee, part of the Brownlee brothers.
Yes.
Triathlon really? Guys.
Yeah.
And his brother Alistair, they're four and five on the list.
Right.
And their net worth is exactly the same.
Oh, that's weird.
Now, do I keep going through this list or do I leave it?
Well,
I have a question. Are you on it?
I don't know. That's what I mean.
Ah, okay.
I've only got to the first five and then I stopped looking.
That was going to be my question as well.
Yeah. You'd hope so. Wouldn't you?
Do you want to maybe find... Oh, what have you found on the screen?
I've got a clue. You know you asked about Rory McIlroy.
Oh,
I'm
going to
put a clue on the screen to see if you can identify.
Go on.
See if you can maybe work out. Describe what you see.
That's a real shame.
I'll tell you what I can... It looks to me like that... Is that Rory McIlroy?
That is Rory,
it's quite cryptic.
He's holding... Is that a football scarf?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Does it say Old Trafford in massive letters on the scarf?
Yes.
And is that the Manchester United logo on either side of the end of the scarf?
Both sides, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's not a Leeds United fan.
I don't think he's
planning to realise that now. Find this article, James. I'll send it to you. And then, shall we go through it on the air?
Yeah.
And see if I'm A, on the list, and B, where am I?
Radio.
And what I'm worth.
Coming up.
Apparently.
More crazy, awesome radio that somehow gets to new levels of awesome. Guess the songs, win the points. We play our fun music game, Happy Endings, after 9 o'clock today.
Good, can't wait for that.
Plus... The next guests we have are mysterious and important. Adam Scott and D-Chen Lackman from Severance are on the show soon.
Severance!
Hell yeah! This show really does keep getting to new levels of awesome.
The Chris Miles Show.
Let's have a tune, please.
Radio X.
10 past 8, Thursday morning, Radio X with R.E.M.
Call.
the Sidewinder sleeps tonight. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Chris Miles Show.
So I just sent this link to a Yorkshire Evening Post article from last year of 47. I love how random it is. 47 Leeds United fans.
They obviously wanted 50. Yeah. And they couldn't find the other three. That's what it feels.
But James is now experiencing the hell, which is the Yorkshire Evening Post website, which is like, it's so old and annoying. You know, there are still websites out there that are just 98% adverts.
Yeah.
And not everything is on the same page. Oh, you're halfway through an article and it says continue reading.
Yeah.
And you click on it and it takes you to another page of the same article. You're like, just leave me where I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get rid of that.
What are you doing?
All those pop-ups.
What have you got?
Trying to get rid of all the ads.
How are you making them all the ads disappear?
Here's a top tip.
Yeah.
In Safari, you click on you can click on a little icon at the top.
Yeah.
And you can go hide distracting items.
Yeah.
And then you can go down.
It's just taking away Mike Bushell.
And then you just click on something. No, Bushy's still there.
Right, okay.
Bushell's still there.
Bushy?
You can click on an ad and it'll explode away.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Oh, that's good,
James. And then you hit done and then there you've got a clear page.
Nice.
Very good.
All right.
Brilliant geek.
What a great tip.
So where were we on the 47 famous Leeds United fans? So we've done the Brownlee brothers.
Yes, the Brownlee.
Number six is James...
Mini Minter.
Who is Mini Minter?
A YouTuber.
He's from the Sidemen, no?
Is he?
Is he?
He's one of the Sidemen, I believe.
And a Leeds fan.
Worth $2 million, apparently.
Is he?
Mini Minter.
Number seven, Maisie Adam.
Oh, yes. Oh, we love Maisie Adam.
Love Maisie Adam.
Sean Gabbydon. A business...
Who's Sean Gabbydon?
Don't know.
A quick Google.
Sean Gabbydon.
Businesswoman, fashion designer, and media personality.
Oh, hello.
Very good.
Wow.
Well done.
Triple threat.
Congratulations. Tim Booth, the lead singer of the band, yes. James. Wow, he's quite low down the list.
Ardal O'Hanlon, number 10.
Now we know this because we were talking about Leeds United when he was in the other day.
2.5 million.
Still not me yet, but
Ed
okay.
Ed Miliband.
Mm.
Ralph Ineson.
Yeah, yeah. Ralph is Finchie in the office. As well as many other great acting roles.
Yeah.
He's also got an amazing voice.
He does all the voiceovers that Chris and I don't get and nobody else gets in the country, basically. He does every ad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's got a brilliant voice.
Shall I rattle through some of these? Here we go. John Richardson, 14.
Yeah, John's in the same WhatsApp group with Ralph, actually.
Yeah. Jack Carroll from Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Steve.
Yeah. Leeds fan.
Amanda Palmer. 17.
All right.
No, Chris Moyles. 18, Tim Marshall, journalist.
Okay, maybe I'm not on this list.
Next page.
Yeah.
Alexandra Mardle.
Sure.
19.
Yeah.
Gareth Gates.
Gareth Gates is a Leeds fan.
Is he, though?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicola Adams, boxer, number 21.
See, it sounds like it's just people who are born in or near the Leeds area.
Yeah. Mel B, 23.
Mel B could not name you three Leeds players, I mean, ever. Yes, not even could. From the current season.
Oh, here we go.
Alan Smith doesn't count. He played for Leeds.
Yeah, he's a former Leeds United player.
That does not count.
Worth 6.4.
Who?
Alan Smith.
6.4 million.
And then here we go.
Hello?
26.
It's me.
Yay.
Chris Miles.
Hey, I am on the list.
Hey, you're loaded.
What am I worth?
6.6 million.
Wow. Wow,
well done.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I am missing 6.55 million pounds somewhere, I'll be honest.
Also, you look cool in a beanie. We don't often see you in a beanie.
Where's that? Oh, Christmas. Is that
it's a Christmas lights thing, Winter Wonderlandy thing, yeah.
Right, okay.
You're 26.
Who's next on the list?
After you is Jeremy Paxman.
Hello.
Is he?
Hello.
Didn't know he's a Leeds fan.
Me and Jeremy Paxman. Who's that? Who's after Paxman?
Ricky Wilson.
Ricky Wilson's not a Leeds fan. The Kaiser Chiefs are Leeds fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no. And then who's after Milner. Ricky Wilson?
James Milner.
Played for Leeds. They don't count.
You can't have
what's his net worth?
7.1 million.
James Milner?
And the
according to apparently, he's got 500K more than you.
Wouldn't James Milner be
one of the longest serving Premier League players of all time?
What do you think his yearly wage? Is he still playing, James Milner?
He was at Brighton, wasn't he? I don't know if he's still getting
But
games.
When he was at Liverpool,
yeah, he was.
What do you think he'd have been on a year?
I don't know. He was on a decent whack a week. He would have been on, what do you think, about 100 a week?
Yeah,
100,000 a week.
100 grand
like
a week.
Something like that. Wow, and he's only worth a little bit more money than me.
Yeah. you've done very well, or he needs to check with his accountant.
It feels like, and I'm not saying the Yorkshire Evening Post did this,
yeah.
It almost feels like they've kind of made this list up a little bit.
Wow.
Well, you know what I mean?
No. That's a bold play.
Keep scrolling. I want to know who the number one fan is. Is it? It's whoever is the current captain of Leeds. That's what it is. Well done. Erling Haaland.
Nick Faldo.
Yeah.
Colin Montgomery and Russell Crowe. There you go. Actually, to be fair, he does love a bit of Leeds. I'll give you that one. I've got to smile honestly. A good night's rest, 8 hours sleep. Look your best. Good hygiene. Keep your teeth nice and clean. Back yourself modestly. Show your friends empathy. Make more time for family. Go somewhere you've never been. Come to my senses. Life's not easy. It leaves you guessing. Just keep breathing. I've got to be the perfect me. 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 To be true and direct. It's as hard as you'd suspect. Is that cynicism I detect on my lyricism? I detect. Wait, a few more things to say. You've got to learn from your mistakes. Over time you will change. No one leaves here unscathed. Come to my senses. Life's not easy. It leaves you guessing. Just keep breathing. I've got to be the perfect me. 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 I get by with my pilot light bright. I'm my own worst enemy. Half the time. Half the time. Blossoms just churn out great song after great song.
They really do. That's such
a good song, that Perfect Me. I love it. Lots of people texting in about this Leeds United fans list. Someone texted in going, the rumours are that James Milner's on £90,000 a week at Brighton.
At Brighton?
Yeah. So that would work then, that way he would be worth a little bit more than me, because I'm only on £85,000
exactly,
a week.
Exactly, that's how that would work. Yeah.
So that's probably the difference. That's where it comes in. I often think about things like this, and we often talk about it on the show, right?
Mm.
The money thing, how much you get paid per week, right?
Yeah.
If you're on £90,000 a week, right?
Mm.
You can pretty much do anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like anything.
You couldn't spend it quicker than you're earning it.
Mm.
Like,
after time.
Like, one of your best mates goes, oh, I had a nightmare. Just put the car in for an MOT and, oh, needs loads of work doing to it. You could go easily, well, I'll pay for it. But you could also say easily, I'll just buy a new car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right? Like, it's my missus's car. She just does the school run and the show. It's just like, we just need a little run around or something. I'll just give you 25 grand to buy a new car.
Cash.
It takes the aspiration element out of it a bit, doesn't it? You just kind of get it.
Because a week later, you'd earn another £90,000. Right?
That's so mad, isn't it?
The fun never ends.
Mm.
And by the way, that's 90,000.
Yeah.
So that's not even that much for a Premier League player.
No. So you keep going through the ranks. Let's say it's £150,000 a week you're earning, right? Yeah. £150,000. I'm trying to think. Now, obviously, you couldn't just buy £1 million house every week.
No.
Right? But, like, I don't know. What's not a problem? The list is almost endless.
It is. Also, James Milner. So what did they say his net worth was? Was it something like...
It's like £7.5 million or something.
It's closer to £58.5 million, apparently. According to one website, which may or may not be.
Like, what would you do with it? You earn £150,000 a week. Mm. So the first few weeks, months even, you just go nuts, depending on what age you are, whether you're married with kids or whatever, depending on what you do with the money. If Captain Crackbird suddenly earned £150,000 a week, starting this week, right?
Oh, my God.
He would probably be a nightmare for about 6 weeks minimum.
Yeah. Minimum.
But then at some point, you would kind of get bored walking into a pub going, attention, I would like to buy everybody a drink.
Oh, my God.
You're like, you've done that now.
Yeah.
I'd so be that guy.
Yeah.
You go into McDonald's, there's a bit of a queue, and you're like, excuse me, I will pay for all your food if you let me go to the front of the queue. Thank you.
Yeah.
You do that at the post office and everything. And eventually you're like, do you know, I think I'm just going to get in a queue.
Mm.
I've not been in a queue for ages.
It must be a fortune, this as well.
Oh, new car, Captain. Huh? New car? Yeah, the other one, it was dirty. And the car wash is like 10 minutes away. Yeah, I couldn't be bothered. So I just got a new car delivered.
It needed petrol. This one's got a full tank, so I just bought this one. So much nicer.
Yeah, but how much did that cost you? Chris, it doesn't matter. I've got another 150,000 coming my way on Friday.
That's mad, isn't it?
What a life. Oh. It makes you sick thinking about it, doesn't it?
Well, the rumour was Messi was on nearly £1 million a week.
It doesn't make any sense.
Crazy. You could spend it, could you?
No.
No.
Someone's texting and going, yes, but it is only £45,000 after tax. So, you know,
only.
If you think about it.
Let's have a whip round.
Yeah. Well, set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that. Right. Okay, stop dreaming now. Back to reality. Back to work. 8:26. It's the Stone Roses.
Until Sally, I was never happy. I needed so much more. Rain clouds, oh, they used to chase me. Back.
Go Roses, Sally Simon, one of the best Roses tracks, in my opinion, playing on Radio X. Someone says, isn't the story that...